More than 350,000 Australians are living with dementia, and more than 1 million are acting as their carers. A survey released today highlights the impact dementia can have on all people affected. The Wise Bonnie Parker has the story.
A survey released today by Alzheimer's Australia has found that a person with dementia is twice as likely to experience high levels of loneliness than the general public. This social isolation extends to people who are caring for them, with a key finding highlighting the impact caring for someone with Alzheimer's can have on relationships. Marie McCabe is the CEO of Alzheimer's Australia. I asked her how the disease can take a toll on carers.
We know that carers for people living with dementia have worse health outcomes than carers caring for people with other chronic conditions. It depends on where the person living with dementia is in the experience of their dementia, but it may be that it is more difficult for them to engage socially. It may be that their behaviour has changed, their personality has changed, and it's easier to stay at home than to go out. And that means that the carer then also is staying at home and is isolated from the community that they were previously engaged in. So there's a number of challenges for carers of people living with dementia. And, you know, I mean, it may be that the person living with dementia is not sleeping at night, so it may be that they're up and down all night, that their sleep is interrupted. That then may affect their opportunity to be employed. And there's a whole raft of issues, both social and personal, that occur both for the person living with dementia and for the carer.
The release of this survey coincides with the start of Dementia Awareness Month. Marie McCabe says increasing awareness about the disease is an important step in tackling the issue.
One of the things that we know is that, unfortunately, dementia still carries a level of stigma. And people are less likely to be involved in things that they are fearful of or that they don't understand fully. And it's up to us at Alzheimer's Australia to really raise awareness around some of the challenges that both people living with dementia and their carers experience. And we want people to remain socially engaged, socially connected, and doing the things that they love and that are meaningful to them. And we know that everybody then has better health outcomes as a result.
I asked Marie McCabe why the stigma surrounding dementia still exists.
There are a lot of myths around dementia. People think that it's a disease of old age, and that's not the case. You know, 1 in 13 people living with dementia are actually in their 30s, 40s and 50s. And right now in Australia, we have 353,000 people living with dementia, and without a medical breakthrough by 2020, we'll have around 900,000. There won't be anybody in Australia that is not impacted in some way.
I am a carer for my husband who has a rare form of dementia called frontotemporal dementia, and with the semantic variant and the behavioural variant. He is in care now. He's been in care there for 4 years, but he's got a memory loss, which is a little bit different to a lot of Alzheimer's disease sufferers. And the behavioural issues can be very challenging.
That's Helen James explaining her experience with Alzheimer's. I asked her what impact caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's has had on her and her relationships.
A lot of people are frightened of dementia, and as a result, some of your friends don't know how to deal with it. As a carer myself, I've had to educate myself to understand it all. And then I struggle because when you're with a person with dementia, especially as they are declining, it can be very challenging and changeable. And there's a gradual decline. Now, if I'm struggling with it, you can imagine how friends are. I've had a certain group of friends can cope with it and they've come with us on the journey, but then there's some others who just can't handle it because my husband's a totally different person to the one they knew.
Helen's husband was diagnosed with dementia 11 years ago. She says being a carer for someone with dementia can be isolating.
If people don't drop in and offer to help you or go out with you and share the care with your loved one, and sometimes you've got to try and make things happen a little bit more than you normally would. You know, it can be very, very challenging because sometimes people with dementia act in a socially unacceptable way and people don't understand it.
I asked Helen what advice she would give someone that might find themselves in her position.
I would recommend that they tell their friends and family as soon as possible and try and gently educate them about dementia and about the consequences of it all, and to put out that, you know, that you don't want to be isolated and you don't want to be alone, and will they support you in coming with you on this journey? If you are a carer of a loved one with dementia, or you think you've got dementia yourself, reach out and get help, because you are not alone and there is help out there if you seek it.
Helen James, a carer of a person with Alzheimer's, closing that report from The Wire's Bonnie Parker. And if you do have concerns about yourself or a loved one, call the National Dementia Hotline on 1800 100 500.